Again, thankful for each one of you who've joined us this evening. We are in an unusual time. Truth is, we're in a very difficult time as a nation, as a society. There's a whole bunch of things that's changed in a short amount of time. And all these changes and what's going on has brought about a lot of uncertainty. There is just a lot of questions, a lot of uncertainty, really on every level. There's a lot of health concerns and health fears, really. There's a lot of money and job fears, economic fears. There's a lot of political fears and fears for our freedoms. There's all kinds of uncertainty and all kinds of concern. And even without the pandemic, you know, sometimes life gets very difficult. Without the pandemic, there's also trials that we don't understand. Sometimes we go through trials that we wonder if anybody understands. But as I mentioned Sunday, I firmly believe God's at work. In fact, I know He's at work. This is His world. This is Him carrying out His plan. But I also believe, at least in portion, we are experiencing a judgment of God. Now, that's very scary if you know God. If you know who He really is and you've seen His judgments in the past, that can be frightening. Amen? Because when God judges a nation and a people, He doesn't just select out a few evil people. There's a lot of times that the calamity, that we're all affected by this pandemic. We're all affected by the fear of the disease. We're all affected economically. And I want to study just a short truth, a short passage of Scripture tonight to help give us courage in these times of trials. 115th Psalm. Actually, the whole Psalm is really good. I was going to read it all, but I decided just to take the last half of it. We're going to look at the 115th Psalm, the 11th through the 18th verse. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He's their help and their shield. The Lord's been mindful of us. He'll bless us. He'll bless the house of Israel. He'll bless the house of Aaron. He'll bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath He given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. What really struck out, there's a lot of good things in there. In fact, I think I used part of this as morning devotional. But the 12th verse, the first part of that, the Lord hath been mindful of us. Now, the verse 11 before that reminds us that those that know the Lord, fear the Lord means having respect and really understand who God is. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. And He says He is our help and our shield. It's God that we trust in. And here's one of the reasons why. Verse 12, the Lord hath been mindful of us. Now, even in the midst of the trial, in the midst of all these fears, God is still with us. And not just with us, not just around. God has been mindful of us. That means God thinks on us. He remembers us. Being mindful of, you know, put in mind, people used to use that expression, older people did. It means to remember. He remembers us. He's not forgotten us. He's not forsaken us. He's mindful of us. In fact, the 40th Psalm tells us God thinks on us. Psalms 40 and 5 says, many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. And thy thoughts which are to us were, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they're more than they can be numbered. God thinks about us so much that His thoughts are more than can be numbered. God thinks about us all the time. He is unfathomably infinite. That means He can think on me every minute of every day, and He can think on you every minute of every day without having any conflict. He can take it all in. And our Psalm 40 tells us that His thoughts are more than can be numbered. That means God is mindful of us every minute of every day. He knows what's going on. Amen? Not only that, but God thinks good thoughts toward us. Those who are His children, those who love him? Psalms 139 and 17 says, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with thee. God, again, is expressing God really is concerned. He knows all about us, and he cares all about us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Or another translation says, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God has good thoughts towards his children. Amen? Because God thinks on us. And his thoughts are to do us good, to give us a future and a hope. We can totally and completely put our trust in him. We can rely on him. Verse 11 says, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He's your help and your shield. That means he's your help and your protection. Amen? He thinks of us more than we know, more than we can take in. Now, pause for a minute and consider that. The creator of the universe, who spoke everything into existence by merely his word, in whom all power resides, the God who knows everything that can be known, both past, present, and future, that God has said he truly loves us, he's concerned about us, and he's working for our good. He's our help and our protection. We can trust him. Amen? I don't know what the future holds. And I told you Sunday, if this wave of judgment doesn't awaken us, we will continue at some point to continue to receive waves of judgment from God until finally he brings a judgment unto destruction. Because God's point is first to awaken, but he will judge those who stubbornly refuse to turn to him. Romans 8:31. Well, what do we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Think about that. No matter what we face, and there are fearful things we're facing in the future. I can tell you, there's fears. I have fears concerning health issues in the future. I have fears concerning economic realities. But we're not alone. We have one who cares for us more than we know, one who's more than able to meet our every need. And he said, he's mindful of us. He's taken note of us. He's aware of what's going on. He thinks about us. And not only just thinks about us, thinks good thoughts for us. Verse 12 said, the Lord's been mindful of us. He will bless us. He'll bless the house of Israel. He'll bless the house of Aaron. He'll bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. You're blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. Now here is a promise, and this is who God is. God not only thinks about us, considers us, but he will bless us. God blesses his own children. And he said, both great and small. That means nobody is too insignificant for God to bless, for God to take note of. He's promised to bless and help us. This trial is going to pass. Now, that doesn't mean we're exempt from the current pandemic. It doesn't even mean that we will be exempt from suffering. Because we know in this, some children of God are going to get sick and some die even. Some are going to suffer economic hardship. Some are going to suffer financial terms. Amen? But it does mean that God is mindful of us, that he has his eye on us and will ultimately protect us. That means he still will keep us safe if we rely on him in the sense of safe in this world, but also safe in the life to come. Because really, that's what's, in God's view, it's all one. You know, you have a short period of time here of preparation, and then you have eternity with God. That this life, when we enter into this Christian life and obtain spiritual life, it begins in this life, but it has no end. And it's just a transition from one world to another. And therefore, if God protects us and takes us home, He still protected us. I know people have a hard time with that because we're so earthbound, we think no harm should ever come to us in this world. But the real protection is taking us home to heaven. And yet this promise, as it said, the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth He's given to the children of men. That means God's still concerned about what's going on in this life. God's general promise to His children is to bless them. That's God's general promise. That is God's general intent. He's not only promised to help us, He's promised to help our children. He said, you'd be blessed by the very God that made heaven and earth. Haggai 2:19 says, is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine, the fig tree, and the pomegranate, the olive tree, hath not brought forth. From this day I will bless you. From this day on, I will bless you. You know, this part of the message, judgment, God had pronounced in Haggai. Yet He had told them, when they turned to Him, when they looked to Him, even though there was no seed planted yet, even though the vine and the fig tree and all that had not brought forth, He said, hey, starting today, I'm going to bless you. That means once we get ourselves right with God, God turns from His anger to blessing. You know what? I know I hear all kinds of suggestions and all kinds of solutions to everything. I'm thankful I'm not on Facebook, and if you are, God bless you, but I don't need to take in a lot of that. The people who are on there read me excerpts every now and then, and for everybody's sake, it's a good thing I'm not on there, because I'd be tempted to comment. Maybe not in the way you think, but people frustrate me. Here's what's really important. What's really important is that we come to know God. What's really important is whatever crosses our path in life, we turn it to deepening our trust in God and deepening our relationship with God, deepening our hope and confidence in God. And if we do so, even in the midst of this difficult time, in the midst of the trials, we can still praise God knowing that ultimately He's working for our good. Amen? We have the promise that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. All things ultimately work for their eternal good. The last two verses of this passage challenge us a little bit. It says, the dead praise not the Lord, neither do they go down in silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. You know, I don't know the outcome of this for you individually. I don't know the outcome of this for me individually. I don't know the outcome for our nation. But this I do know, God is working to accomplish His purposes. And in the midst of that difficulty, we can continue to praise God because we're confident of God's faithfulness and care to us. He has not forgotten us. He is aware of our situation, and not only aware, He's working for our good. So in the midst of this, we can praise Him for His watchful care, for His faithfulness. The verse challenges us, praise Him while we have the opportunity. He said, the dead praise not the Lord, neither do they go down in silence. You know, we're to praise Him while we have life and breath. There's coming a day, if you know the Lord, coming a day, your praise ain't going to stand out. When you get over to the other side, everybody's going to be praising Him. Now is where your praise can make a difference. Now in this life, you can let those around you know we serve a faithful God. That we still are confident in Him, even though the very foundations of our society seem to be crumbling, even though there's fear on every hand, even though everything seems upside down. We can praise Him in the midst of the trial because we know He's mindful of us. He thinks on us. Good thoughts. Thoughts to help us. Thoughts to get us through. He's promised to bless us. And therefore, we can trust Him. I want to challenge us to be different. I see Christians that are embarrassing their faith. And the reaction to what's going on with this pandemic. We need to be expressing our confidence in God as one who still cares, who knows what He's doing and what He allows in His creation, that we can be confident He still cares for us, He still knows about us, and He's working for our good. So I challenge us, lift your head up. I know there's difficulties. Lift your head up. We're not in this alone. We got a God, the Almighty Creator God, who knows everything that possibly there is to know, who knows all about you and your situation and cares about you. He cares about what's going on. Amen? Let's get our head up. Let's express our confidence. We don't have to have an answer to what's going on, but we can have an answer in that I know God knows what's going on, and I know God to be good and holy and fair and just and loving. Therefore, what He's doing is good. And we can hold steady, continue to praise Him for His faithfulness to us while we await the final outcome of all this. In fact, as I said before, my desire is that we as God's children would be able to let those around us know we have a hope. Yeah, these things are fearful. Yeah, they're difficult. But we have a hope that transcends these mere events because we know a God who can control all of them. Amen? May God bless you.